Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or mixed race?
African-American.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
And is that a definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we're calling to people of all ages, what is your age?
70.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
100% approve.
So that would be strongly approve?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. Now, in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
And thinking about issues facing the country right now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Is it reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, improving K-12 public school education, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights, combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, or lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
Ma'am, I don't know what in the heck you said. I can't remember all that stuff.
But
education and Social Security.
Social Security. Thank you very much. Now, we want you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list, we have Mark K. Robinson. Are you fucking kidding me? No way.